Yehondaf Lamed Vov again. Lamed Vov Amar Aleph, the bottom, there are two dots. Start again. Vishovin Shein Loshin Esisu B'Poishrin. When you make the dough to make the matzah, you're not supposed to use, a poishrin means lukewarm water. The water is only supposed to be cold water. But you're not supposed to put like lukewarm water, a little hot water inside the dough. Why? Because we're afraid it'll become chametz too fast, and you won't be able to catch it. You won't bake it fast enough. You let the dough like rise and become chametz. Why is chametz different than the halachas of a mincha in the Beis Hamikdash? The Tanan, it was learned by the Beis Hamikdash, that kol ha-menochas, all the menochas, niloshes b'poishrin. You are allowed to knead the dough with lukewarm water. Even though the mincha is not allowed to be chametz, it has to only be like matzah. Still we see you're allowed to use lukewarm water. And they used to watch it that it did not become chametz. So how come matzah also do the same thing? Put lukewarm water in the flour, just watch it, bake it fast, it shouldn't become chametz. Have to Gemara Poshet. Imamru b'z reason, Yomru b'shein's reason. If it was said by a mincha mitzvah in the Beis Hamikdash, who does the menachas? The kahanim. A kohen is zoris, he knows the halachas very carefully. So he'll be careful to bake it right away. But Hashem came, b'shein is reason, matzah, anybody can make matzah. So they were afraid people won't know to watch it so fast, but rather they'll go ahead and wait a while and it become chametz. For the Gemara Yehochiv, that's pshat that mincha is different, because it's done by the kohanim. Milsas namil losses. How come the locher is, why can't you like clean off the kernels before you make the mincha? Milsas namil losses means, Rashi says, wash off the kernels of wheat, and then like chop them off to make them fine, make them clean. Aloma omar Rav Zera, how come Rav Zera said, omar Rabba bar Yimi omar Shmuel, chitim shom menochis, the chitim, the wheat, that they used to use to make the mincha from, ein loises in oisa, you're not allowed to first clean it off in water and then like chop it down, because we're afraid maybe it'll become chametz. And the locher is most of the menochis are not allowed to be chametz. So you see, even by mincha, we're afraid maybe it'll become chametz. We don't let you wash it off first. Why not? Why is that different from the lisha? The actual kneading the dough, we say in the mincha, you are allowed to use poishrim, lukewarm water. So how come here we're not matthew to make a lisisa? Have tomorrow poshid. Lisha is reason isa. Lisha, who makes the lisha? Who needs the dough? The kahanim. That's the havamina. So they watch it very carefully. It shouldn't become chametz. But lisisa, if we'd want to clean off the wheat, the zar, any yisrael that brings the wheat, they would clean it off before they even bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, leisav is reason. Therefore, since the cleaning would not be done by the kahanim, we don't let the wheat that's brought for the mincha be cleaned off beforehand, because we're afraid then it will become chametz. For the Gemara though, v'lisha meyisav is reason. Is it true? You're saying the chilek is lisha now that is done in the Beis Hamikdash. Is it true that the kahanim do the lisha? B'yoksiv, the pasuk says, v'ayotzek olea shemen. They pour the shemen on top of the mincha, v'yaviya el ha-koyin, then they bring it to the koyin. So we darshin mikemitza v'eloch mitzvas kuna. You know when a kohen has to handle the mincha. When do we need a kohen to do the menachis? Only from kemitza. Then we're talking about, Rashi says, even by a minchas mafetano, which means first you go and bake the challah, you make the matzah, you put mamish the oil into the flour, and you bake it. And then you post soysa pitim. Then you chop it down into small pieces. And then you first pour oil the second time, and then the kohen first comes to make a kemitza. He takes a handful of this chopped down matzahs. So the kasher is, when do we need a kohen? Only from the kemitza v'elech, when the kohen comes to make the kemitza. But before that, and even a zar or yisrael could do it. So b'shas they baked the bread, the mincha at the beginning, it was done by Yisrael. So limud, we learn from this pasuk, al yitziko b'lila shekshera b'chol adam. Even pouring the oil and mixing up the oil into the matzah that was already baked, even a Yisrael could do that. Now when do we need a kohen? After you pour the oil into the bread, into the matzah. Now to make the kemitza, the kohen makes the kemitza. So the chur, the kasher is then even lisha, who does lisha? Even a Yisrael does lisha. So b'zoi, why is it mut to do with the poishrim? Why aren't we afraid maybe become a day chometz? The teretz is, lisha nehid is reason leisa. It's true. You don't have to have kohanim to do the lisha. Or Yisrael is also allowed to do the lisha by a mincha. Aber b'mokam z'rizin isa. But al kol ponim, it's done in the Beis HaMikdash. They made the lisha, they needed the dough to make the matzis for mincha, was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, since the Kohanim was watching the Yisrael do it, they would tell them exactly, bake it fast, make sure it doesn't come with a chometz. The Yom HaMar, we learn, Belilog Sheira Bazaar. Mixing it up is kosher with the zar. You don't need a kayin. Even the Yisrael can mix it up. But if you take the mincha outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the Azara, it becomes puzzle. So you see clearly what? That the mincha has to be the lisha, even though it's kosher with the Yisrael, but it has to dafka be done in the Beis HaMikdash, not outside the Beis HaMikdash. Le'afuke le'sisa, mashenken, cleaning off the wheat, the ain of his reason, you do not have to have a kohen to clean off the wheat, for le'bemokim's reason, and it's not even done inside the Beis HaMikdash. You're allowed to clean off the wheat before you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why the Rabbanan said, you're not supposed to clean off the wheat with wash it off with water. Because since it's done outside the Beis HaMikdash by Yisrael, we're afraid he won't watch it, and a kama de chimitz. So therefore, the sisa that's done with the Yisrael outside the Beis HaMikdash, we don't let him do it. Mashenkin the lisha, the mixing the water into the dough, even though using poishrim, lukewarm water, it's mutter, because it's done in the Beis HaMikdash. So I call upon the Kohanim, watch it, and make sure you do a good job. Yeah. Why is a regular mincha different than mincha soimer? The Tanya we learned by the mincha soimer loises in oisa. They used to take a first wash off the soirim. A mincha soimer that was brought from soirim, and they used to first wash it off first, and then with soivin oisa. Then they would gather it together so that the water should drop come off it. But I call upon the mincha soimer, here they were allowed to make loisesin. They were allowed to even wash off the barley before they used it. Is the question why? We're saying before, by regular mincha, you're not allowed to first wash off the wheat. And the Gemara Teretz is, tzibur shani. A mincha soimer is a korban tzibur. It's brought by bezdin. Therefore, then nizah to watch everything. Like Rashi said, the first big line, tzibur shani. Mincha soimer korban tzibhi. This is called the korban tzibur. V'chol asokin shalor nasen api bezdin. Anything that's done there is done api bezdin. Ksirosa v'hivuv shalor. Ulesisa kol bezdin. Everything is done by bezdin of his reason who. And therefore bezdin takes good care of it. It's only the mincha soimer, that's a korban tzibur. For the regular mincha, that's not a mincha tzibur, just a regular private Yisrael that brings it, they were afraid to let him do the lesisa, because since it could be done outside the Beis HaMikdash, we're afraid he won't be makpid to make sure it doesn't come with the chimitz. Here. Tana Rabbanan, a new Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan. Yochol yotze yodam yedecha vosai bibikurim. I would think if you have a flour that's bikurim, in other words, you brought the wheat to the Kohen to give it to him, Bataras Bikurim. That's the first wheat that grew. From the Shiva Saminim that grows in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to give Bikurim. You take off your first fruit, or here it's wheat that grew, and you give it to the Kohen. So the Kohen has Bikurim. Now, the Kohen's allowed to eat Bikurim. Now, I would think, what, that a Kohen that has wheat that's Bikurim can make it into matzah, and be yotze mitzvah matzah with his Bikurim. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says no. The Pasuk says, "Bechol moshvaseichem toichlu matzis." You have to have matzah that you could eat any place. Any place you want, you could eat the matzah. We dashin matzah and necheles bechol moshvaseichem. A type of a matzah that you're allowed to eat any place in Eretz Yisrael. Yotzu bikurim. Ma'ashen kein tfuah that was given to the kohen. V'teres bikurim. Shein necholem bechol moshvaseichem. Ela b'Yerushalayim. The halacha is bikurim, the kohen is only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. So therefore, since if you make matzah out of bikurim, you're not allowed to eat this matzah any place, only in Yerushalayim, you're not yotze mitzvahs matzah. Because matzah, the pasuk says, v'chol moshvaseichem toichlu matzahs. You have to be able to eat this matzah any place you want. Mashenki bikurim is only in Yerushalayim, you're not yotze. Mo'adiv Rabbi Yosi Aglili. This is the way Rabbi Yosi Aglili dashens the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva says a different drasha. He holds it's a hekesh matzah moru. The Pasuk is Makis, and Rashi says, Al Matzis Umrurim Yechluhu. The Pasuk says, you're supposed to eat Matzah and Moro together. Is Ma Moro, just like Moro, Shainan Bikurim, Moro is made out of herbs, that you don't bring Bikurim. Bikurim you only bring from the Zayin Haminim. That's be one of the Shivas Haminim. There's no Shivas Haminim, that's Moro. Therefore, moror cannot be brought for bikurim. Is af matzah. The same thing when you want to be yotze mitzvah matzah, sheini bikurim. It could only be matzah, that's not bikurim. That's the way Rabbi Kiva dashen makes this drosha. Or this limud, that you're not yotze with matzah bikurim. For the Gemara, if this is true, ima moror shein b'mina bikurim. I'll tell you, maybe moror is only such, it's a min, these are what we use for moror, that you cannot bring bikurim at all from it. So maybe af matzah, the same thing when you want to make flour, and you want to make matzah out of your flour, you know what type of flour you have to use maybe. Davka shein b'mina bikurim. Only a type of a flour that you cannot bring it at all for bikurim. Oitzi chitin. So then I'll tell you, maybe you're not allowed to make wheat flour. Because wheat, you could give for bikurim. Usarim, and you can't make barley flour. Because barley also you could give bikurim. But maybe only the other ones, only the spelt and the rye and the oats, you're allowed to make matzah. Sheesh b'mina bikurim. So if Gemara name, Tamuloyma, this the Pasuk says, matzah is matzah's ribuy. There's a ribuy, and something says more. The Pasuk says, matzah is matzma, a few different types of matzahs, you're also yotze. So in other words, even though matzah made out of wheat and barley, which could come from bikurim, so what? As long as this flour now is not bikurim, you could be yotze the mitzvah's matzah. Because the Pasuk says, nextual lashon like matzois. If you're telling me now you have an extra poslach like matzois to tell us a lot of type of matzahs are yotze the mitzvah, so then afilu bikurim nami, so maybe even machlal bikurim should also be yotze the mitzvah. In other words, even though you gave the wheat to the kohen b'teres bikurim and the kohen now made it into matzah, maybe he should be yotze the mitzvah because the poslach says matzahs matzois. Hence the Gemara enoch nami hod debei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva taka was choizim. He doesn't make this hekish. He doesn't learn out from matzah and morum to say bikurim is no good. So Drashi hod the Rabbi Akiva mehach hekish. He doesn't know from the last hekish the matzah and morum v'yalef bikurim mibichol mashvaseichem. But Rabbi Akiva rather also dashes the pasuk like Rabbi Yosi Aglili that says you can only have matzah that you can eat any place. Mashenkein bikurim you cannot eat chutz from Yishlayim. You can't be yotze. What's the right of Kiva was choizim? Tetani, we're not going to price them. Yochol, I would think, yoitze yodam yideicha vose bebikurim. Maybe a person could be yoitze the mitzvah's matzah, a koin, that makes the matzah out of flour that was given to him at Eretz Bikurim. Like, why not? Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, Bechol moishvasechem teichlo matzahis. Matzah hanecholes bechol moishovis. You could only be yoitze with a matzah, such a type of a matzah, that's allowed to be eaten any place you want. Yotze bikurim, mashenken, if this matzah was made from flour, wheat, which was given to the kohen b'teres bikurim, she'einam necholam mechol mashovis. You're not allowed to eat it any place in Eretz Yisrael, ela b'Yerushalayim, only in Yerushalayim. So you see, here, that's what the Braisa says. So far we don't know who the Braisa is going like. The Stam Braisa, the Chur that says that Yadash Neposeh b'chol mashvaseichim, bikurim inat yotze mitzvahs matzah. So the Gemara, Yochol Shani Meitzi Af Meister Sheni, maybe even Meister Sheni also you're not Yotze, because Meister Sheni also. What's Meister Sheni? When you talk of Meister Sheni, you had wheat growing in Eretz Yisrael. You took off Truma Gedola, then Meister Rishon, then Trumas Meister, then Meister Sheni. So the wheat is Meister Sheni. The locher of Meister Sheni is you're only allowed to eat in Yerushalayim. You can't eat it out of Yerushalayim. So what then now if you have this wheat? That's Maisi Sheni, make it into a matzah, even if you're in Yerushalayim, you shouldn't be yotze the mitzvah. Because this matzah, you're not allowed to take out of Yerushalayim. Since it's made out of Maisi Sheni, you could only eat in Yerushalayim. So maybe you're not yotze with such a matzah either. And that the Gemara answers, Talmud Leima, there's a posse that says, no matzois, with an extra vav that tells plural, that matzois ribu. We say, no, other types of matzah also you are yotze. Not only a regular matzah, but even Maisi Sheni also. So we're coming out now. Bikurim, no. Bikurim, you can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah. Why not? Because Bikurim is only eaten in Yerushalayim. But Maisi Sheni, even though also it's only eaten in Yerushalayim, here you could be. Because there's a ribuy matzahs. Freddy Gemara, Mechatez, which way to do it? Freddy Gemara. Omar Royis. L'rabbis Maisi Sheni Ulohitzi Bikurim. Why do you say? To say that Maisi Sheni is good, you use the ribu, the extra word matzois, to tell us even Maisi Sheni. Olahitzi, that the Pasuk says, B'chol Moshe Seichem, sell something is no good, that's Bikurim. How do you know to say it that way? Let's say just the opposite. I'll tell you, Marba ni Maiste Sheini. So the more answers, that the Svar is like this. Marba ni Maiste Sheini. Maiste Sheini Taki is good. Why? Sheyesh Loi Heter B'chol Moshevis. There is a case that you could eat Maiste Sheini any place you want, even outside Yerushalayim. How is the case? Ukud Rebbe Lezer. Like we'll soon see Rebbe Lezer's halachim. That there's a case that when Maiste Sheini becomes Tamei, you're allowed to even take it out of Yerushalayim and eat it there. So Maiste Sheini has ways that you could be poider it and eat it outside Yerushalayim also. Ma'ashen came. Ulohitzi Bikurim. Yeah, she said, Bikurim is no good. Shein lohetta b'chol mashavis. There's no way that you're allowed to eat Bikurim outside Yerushalayim. So since Bikurim, you're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim, therefore Bikurim, you're not yoytze mitzvahs matzah. Mashen kein, or maise sheni, there are ways that you are allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim, therefore yoytze mitzvahs matzah with maise sheni. So the more of the Yomer, what's Rebbe Lezer's halacha? The Yomer Rebbe Lezer, minayin l'maise sheni shenitmo. How do I know that if you have maise sheni, even if you brought it into Yerushalayim, that the halacha of maise sheni is like this usually, where you live outside Yerushalayim, so you have maise sheni, it's Paris, or here it's wheat, you are allowed to be poiderit to make it into the kedusha, into money, and the Paris you're allowed to eat. But let's say once you take the maise sheni and bring it into Yerushalayim, then the din is no. In Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be poiderit, like take money and say the kedusha goes on the money, and start meet the Paris however you want, no. Once it came into Yerushalayim, you badafka have to eat it in Yerushalayim. You can't take it out. So that's the kash lechura. Once it gets to Yerushalayim, you can't eat it outside. The Teretz says, no, Rebbe Lezer's mechadash achidish. Like Rebbe Lezer says, minayin l'maise sheni. Shenitmo, how do I know if maise sheni became tomei? She'a poidin loisoy afilu b'Yerushalayim, that even in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be poiderit, and melo make give take the kedusha onto money, and this maise now, maise sheni, you're allowed to eat. Talmud Leim, the Pasuk says, ki loisuchal seisoy. This is the Pasha the Pasuk of saying you're allowed to be paid the Maise Sheni. Pasha the Pasuk means if you live outside Yerushalayim and you have 100 pounds worth of tefuah, it's too heavy to carry through Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says, you can't carry it. So the Pasuk says what? You're allowed to be paid there onto money and you bring the money up to Yerushalayim and the Paris eat where you are. Now, Idashin, V'yein Seisoy Elo Achilos. It means, kilaisuch leisa means you're not allowed to eat it. Not only does it mean it's so heavy you can't carry it, but even if you can't eat it. What do you mean you can't eat it? That it became tummy. Shenema, the Pasuk says, vayisa ma'aseis meyes ponov. They took away our food in front of them. So you see, ma'aseis goes on food. So it's the Pasuk saying, if you can't eat the ma'aseis sheni, if you can't eat it, then the lachmi is you are allowed to be poidrit. So that's Rebbe Lezer's chiddush. That if you have this Maiste Sheni inside Yerushalayim, even though the way it is when it's Tor, there's no way to eat it outside Yerushalayim, but when it becomes Tomei, and you're not allowed to eat it now because Maiste Sheni Tomei, you can't eat, there's a heti you're allowed to be poider it. When you poider, you take the money and say the Kedusha Maiste Sheni should go on to the money, so the money stays with the Kedusha's Maiste Sheni, and this wheat now becomes Hutter. You're allowed to eat it wherever you want. You could even take it outside Yerushalayim. So since there's a Hecha Timsa, you could take Maise Sheni outside Yerushalayim and eat it, therefore, the Torah says you could be Yotze Mitzvahs Matzah. Ma'ashen kein Bikurim, that you could never eat Bikurim outside Yerushalayim, Bikurim you're not Yotze Mitzvahs Matzah with. That's this Braisa. Now we're going to bring a Raya, this Braisa goes according to Rabbi Kiva. What's the Raya? Tomorrow says, Man Shamet Lei, the Yoma Maise Sheni Nofek Bei. Who is the one that says that Maise Sheni, you could be Yotze Mitzvahs Matzah with? Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva. Because before on Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yosef clearly said even Maise Sheni can't be Yotze. And here the Braisa says clearly, Maise Sheni yes, just Bikurim not. So who holds Maise Sheni yes? That's Rabbi Akiva. And still this price that goes according to Rabbi Kiva says from the Pasuk, no. So we see clearly Rabbi Akiva was Chayzer. He doesn't learn out Bikurim from the Hekish of Matzah tomorrow, but rather he also learns out Bikurim from this Pasuk, V'chol Moshe Raseichem. Since you're only allowed to eat Bikurim in Yerushalayim and not outside Yerushalayim, you can't be Yitzeh Mitzvah Matzah with Matzah Bikurim. For the Gemara now, Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, Tepik Lei Melechem Oini. Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, before we have two psukim, before an Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yaisi Aglili darshan from the word Lechem Oini, he darshan that you can't be Yitzeh Mitzvah Matzah with Lechem, with Maisa Sheini. Because since Maisa Sheini and Oinin, that means somebody was made, and he has to sit shiva before the kfurim, he's called an oinin. The loch is an oinin, is not allowed to eat maisa sheini. And the pasuk says, lechem oini, you could only be yotze mitzvah smatza with something that you could eat even when you're an oinin. That was the Yosef Lili's drasha. That's why he said maisa sheini is no good, because you can't eat it when you're an oinin. So the kasha is now, why does Rabbi Yosef have to have a new pasuk now for bikurim? That bikurim is not yotze. For this pasuk, mivachom moshva seichem, L'chur Bikurim also, you can't eat when you're anointing. If you have a mace and you have to bury him, you're not allowed to eat Bikurim either. So if an apostle Lechem Oini, I should know you're not yet with Bikurim. That's the Gemara's kasha. For the Gemara, for Rabbi Yosi Aglili, typically Melechem Oini. Just like he says, Maisi Sheini is no good, and he dashins, Mi Shenecho Boini. Only such matzah that you're allowed to eat even when you're anointing. Even if one of your mishpacha was mace, that you have to make Kfura, before the kfur you called an oinin, so you're not allowed to eat maisa sheini. The chur havim in Yehua, then you're not allowed to eat bikurim either. So the pasuk says for that type of matzah you can't be yotze mitzvah matzah. The matzah has to be lechem oini, something you could eat when you are an oinin. Yotze zeh sheinechel ela b'simcha. That the chur bikurim you could only eat when you're matzah of simcha, and not when you're an oinin. So just like the Yosi Aglili dashes from that pasuk, maisa sheini no, we should know from the same pasuk bikurim also not. Now the Gemara, that's not so shver. Sova lech Reb Shimon. You'll have to say that Reb Yosi Aglili holds like Reb Shimon Shita. The Tanya will learn like this. Bikurim asurim loinin. In the Chlamy, the Tanakama says that Bikurim is supposed to be eaten b'simcha, and a loinin, he's not allowed to be b'simcha, he can't eat Bikurim. But Reb Shimon says no, a loinin is allowed to eat Bikurim. Therefore, it's good. Rabbi Yosef really holds like Rabbi Shimon, that even though you're an oinin before the kfura, even though you're not allowed to be the simcha, you're allowed to eat bikurim. So therefore, from the pasuk of lechem oini, I would not know bikurim is no good. I only know maisa sheini is no good, because maisa sheini you're not allowed to eat when you're an oinin. But bikurim, according to Rabbi Shimon, you are allowed to eat when you're an oinin. So maybe you could be yotze mitzvah matzah with bikurim. That's why I need the new pasuk, b'chol moshe seichem. No, that bikurim, that you could only eat in Yerushalayim, and not outside Yerushalayim, you can't be yotze the mitzvah. The Tanya, we learned in a price like this. Bikurim asurim loinin. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon matter, Rabbi Shimon says no, an oinin is allowed to eat bikurim. So the Mara, my time of the Rabbanu, what's the Machloikis Tolim? The Pasuk says, Loisucha lecho b'sherecha. You can't eat it in your own cities, that means in Eretz Yisrael, only in Yerushalayim. The Yom Amar, Trumas Yodecha, Elu Bikurim. Trumas Yodecha, Elu Bikurim. That the Pasuk is talking about Bikurim. And it says what? Loisucha lecho b'sherecha. You can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. Now in this Pasuk, the Iskish Bikurim Lemaiser. It says Meiser right after Bikurim, so we learn out Hilchas Bikurim from Meiser. Ma Meiser, just like by Meiser. Also Loinen, that's Pshita. Meiser Rishon, you're not allowed to eat when you're Loinen, or Meiser Sheini. Izaf Bikurim, also Loinen. Who adin Bikurim, also Loinen, is not allowed to eat Bikurim. That's the Tanakama. We have Yishim, what does Yishim hold? He holds Truma Karina Rachmanim. The Torah calls Bikurim a din like Truma. Now, just like Truma, Ma Ketruma, Ma Truma, Muteris Loinin, there we have Psukim, that you're allowed to eat Truma if a Kohen becomes an Oinin, one of his Mishpach is mace, before the Kfurim, he's allowed to eat Truma. Is Abizoy, Af Bikurim Mutl Yoinin. That's Reb Shimon's Drosha. That Bikurim also you're allowed to eat, even the Oinin is allowed to eat Bikurim. So, mainly everything is good. Reb Yosef Lili holds like that also, that an Oinin is allowed to eat Bikurim. Therefore, how do I know you can't be yotze mitzvah matzah with bikurim? Not from the pasuk lechem oini, because an oinin could eat it, but from the pasuk mivachol moshe raseichem. For the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, ni de hekish les lei, he doesn't know the hekish good. Bikurim is not hukish lemaisa, true. Of the simcha miyo michtav ksiva bahu. But the Torah says when you bring bikurim, the chur you're supposed to eat it besimcha. The Pasuk says, V'somachta b'chol ha'toiv. You're supposed to be happy. When you bring bikurim, Vayis says, when the kohen eats the bikurim, he has to eat it b'simcha. So chura, if you're an oinein, if somebody was mace, you're not allowed to be b'simcha. So chura, how does Reb Shimon say an oinein is allowed to eat bikurim? The Pasuk says, you have to eat it b'simcha. And for the Gemara, Reb Shimon holds like this. Hahu lizman simchu diyasa. That pasuk is telling us, when are you allowed to bring bikurim? You're allowed to bring bikurim at a certain time, at a time of the year when people are besimcha. Like this, the Tanam, we learned like this. Me'at seres v'yad achad. From after Shavuos. That's the first time of the year you're allowed to start bringing bikurim. Shavuos time. Up until Sukkot. Maybe you bring bikurim, your first fruits of the Shiva Saminim that grow, bring to the Kohen. For Kohen, you say, Ho'kapito me'ram mi'ovidovi. You say when you bring bikurim. Ma'ashenkein mi'achag, if you bring already after Sukkot. The Yad Chanukah until Chanukah time, maybe you're allowed to bring Bikurim, the Yaina Kareya, but you don't say the Pasha Rami Yevidovi, because it's not such a Zman Simcha anymore. The Yikah Zman Simcha is from Shavuos until Sukkot, that's the time when the farmers plant, and the things are growing, and they're about to bring it into the house, they're very much Besimcha. And Sukkot, that's the Zman Asifa, that's when you brought everything into the house already, that's the Zman Simcha Seinum, we're very happy then. Mashenken, after that already, up until Chanukah, the Simcha's not so great anymore. So how do we know this halacha, that you're only supposed to bring Bikurim on a Zman when we're happy, when the Tfu is growing and about to come into the house? That's from this Pasuk, the Samachta B'chol HaToiv. But the Pasuk does not mean you have to eat it when you're Besimcha. Even if you're an Einein, if the Kohen's Mishpacha died, he's still allowed to eat the Bikurim. That's why it's good, where Rabbi Yossi needs a new Pasuk, B'chol Moshver Seichem, to tell us that since Bikurim is only eaten in Yerushalayim and not B'chol Moshver Seichem, you cannot be Yossi Mitzvah Smatzah with Bikurim. Gemara Vayit, the new Gemara now. Tana Rabbon, Lechem Oini, the Pasuk before B'dashin Lechem Oini, Prat, here we're dashing that you can't be yoitza with such dough, lechalut. Lechalut means that you took the dough, and even the flour, before you lush, made it into a dough, you poured hot water onto it. You like boiled the flour. And that's a choshiva, Rashi says, v'chashiva su. That's a choshiva, very expensive type of a bread. And the locker is lechem, or it has to be like a poor man's bread. So matzah has to be made like a poor man's bread, and not a choshiva bread, like an expensive, a very deluxe, or matzah. So if you boiled the wheat first, that's no good. Prat lecholit. Not because it's chomitz, but because it's choshev. Uliyashisha. Liyashisha, also Rashi says, that's glusko gedelo. A very big piece of matzah. You want to make a 20-pound matzah, you're not yoytze mitzvahs matzah on Pesach b'night. Because also it's not called lechemoni. Lechemoni has to mean like a poor man eats one piece, one matzah that we have. But a tremendously big matzah, you're not yoytze because it's a ksor and lechem oini. That's what the Braisa darshins. So the more yochul lo yotzadim dechavosoi ele bapatz hadoro. So b'zay, maybe your mamash have to have dirty black matzah. It can't be even clean flour. And Rashi says hadoro means shenitto kol hadoro da'ino paskim. Maybe you have black flour you have to use. Lechem oini, mamash the worst flour there is. Tamaloi ma'matzah matzah ribui. No. Even though it's nice, clean flour, like Shleiman Melech used, you're allowed to be yetz the mitzvah's matzah. Just the matzah should not be boiled first, or else very, very big, that's no good. But the flour could be as clean as you want. If you tell me now matzahs, tell me even nice matzah like Shleiman Melech's matzah. So what's the pshan lechemoini? Prat lecholot lashisha, like we said. Only you can't do something extra special. Not making it clean, but cholot means boiling the flour first, or else hashish, you're making a very nice big matzah, that's no good. How do I know that hashish means something very expensive, a deluxe type of a bread? The Pasuk says, this is by David HaMelech, after he made it for king, he gave out matonis food to everybody, L'chol ha'moin Yisrael, to everybody gave out portions. L'meyish v'yadisha, for man to a lady. L'ish, he gave to a man, chalas lechem achas, one whole piece of bread. V'eshpar echod, that's a gzunta piece of meat. V'yashisha achas, and one nice also, deluxe piece of bread. So you see, yashisha means something very nice. V'yomer avchonem bar abom, ashpar, what is that? That's echod mishisha bapar. One sticks of an ox. That's the portion he gave to everybody there. Everybody got 1/6 of an ox feet. That's how much meat they got to eat. Ashishu, what does that mean? Echad mishishu beifo. One of a sixth of an eifo. That's also a tremendous amount of flour. That's how much each bread was. So that's right. Ashishu means a very deluxe type of a bread. Mor pliga de Shmuel. This man, Yama argues on Shmuel. The Yama Shmuel, Shmuel says not like this. He says, Ashisha is garbo de chamram. It was like a jug of wine that he gave out. Trashi eifo shalhin, shal yayin. An eifo made out of wine. That's what he gave out. And what's his raya? The pasuk says, "V'yoyev ayashisha anovim." You see, it has to do with grapes. That ashisha goes on grapes, goes on wine.